Morgan Stanley amends its Ether and Solana ETF filings. Morgan Stanley has filed updated paperwork for its proposed spot Ethereum and Solana exchange-traded funds, according to a July 18th post from Cointelegraph citing the revised filings. Amended registration documents are a standard part of the ETF approval process, and they usually mean an issuer is working through the final rounds of regulatory feedback before a product can trade. The update lands with crypto prices soft. Ether traded around $1,844, up 0.4% on the day, and Solana near $74.92, up 0.2% as of July 18, 2026, with the broader market sitting at a fear reading of 34 on the Fear and Greed Index. The filing news is a structural story, not a price catalyst, and the muted market reaction reflects that. A bank known for caution moves past Bitcoin. Morgan Stanley is one of the largest wealth managers in the United States, and its product decisions carry weight because of the client base behind them. The bank filed its initial spot Ether and Solana ETF paperwork earlier this year, a move we covered when the S-1 registrations first appeared. Amending those filings is the next procedural step. Issuers revise disclosures to address questions from regulators, refine custody and creation redemption mechanics, and lock down operational details. The signal here is directional. Bitcoin ETFs are now an established product line across major U.S. issuers. Extending the same wrapper to Ethereum and Solana pushes institutional access into assets that carry different risk profiles, different staking dynamics, and in Solana's case, a much shorter track record as a regulated product underlying. Solana in a spot ETF is the harder ask, and Ether ETF has more precedent behind it. Spot Ether products already trade in the U.S., and the asset has a longer history of institutional treatment. Solana is the more notable inclusion. A large traditional bank filing for a spot Solana fund reflects growing comfort with assets that sat outside the institutional conversation a year or two ago. That comfort is not unlimited. Amended filings do not guarantee approval or a launch date. Regulators can request further revisions, and the timeline between an amendment and a live ticker can stretch out. Readers should treat this as progress toward launch, not a launch. The wider institutional push continues. Morgan Stanley's move fits a run of Wall Street activity in tokenized and crypto-linked products. Asset managers, custodians, and exchanges have spent 2026 building out infrastructure for regulated crypto exposure, from tokenized funds to expanded ETF lineups. The through line is a shift from Bitcoin as the only institutional crypto asset toward a broader menu that includes Ether and, increasingly, Solana. For everyday crypto users, ETF availability changes little about how you actually hold or spend the underlying asset. An ETF gives you price exposure inside a brokerage account. It does not let you move ETH or SOL on-chain, pay with it, or self-custody it. If your interest is using crypto for real-world purchases rather than holding a fund, the relevant tools remain crypto cards that let you spend directly from your own wallet, several of which support Solana-based assets. ETFs and spend rails solve different problems for different users. The read from here, amended ETF filings are a plumbing story, and plumbing stories are how big products actually get built. Morgan Stanley advancing its spot Ether and Solana funds is a concrete step, backed by a public filing that widens the set of crypto assets heading toward mainstream brokerage access. The next milestone to watch is a further amendment or an effective date, either of which would move this from closer to launch to launching.